Random House Audio Roads presents Area 51, Excalibur by Robert Doherty. Read for you by Eric Bergman. The Giza Plateau, 2528 BC. The Great Sphinx glowered at the morning sun, while behind its left shoulder, the smooth limestone sheathing covering the newly constructed Great Pyramid of Giza caught the rays of light and uniformly reflected them into the sky. At the very top of the 500-foot-high pyramid, a blood-red capstone, 20 feet tall, glistened, an alien crown to the greatest structure ever built by human hands. Between the paws of the Great Sphinx stood the pharaoh Khufu, under whose leadership the Egyptians had labored for over 20 years, moving stone after stone to build the Great Pyramid. The pharaoh prostrated himself in front of a statue set before the creature's stone chest. The red capstone had been brought up from the bowels of the Giza Plateau, from one of the duats, underground chambers, along the tunneled roads of Rostow, where only the gods and their priests were allowed to walk. No one knew what exactly it was, but they had followed the drawings they had been given to the last detail, from the smooth limestone facing to placing the red object as the capstone at the very top. In the pharaoh's left hand, as he prostrated himself, was a scepter, a foot long and 2 inches in diameter, with a lion's head on one end. The lion image had red eyes similar to that of the statue, but these glowed fiercely, as if lit from within. Khufu had been awake.